ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय च कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरक्षसे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय अङ्गश्यामलिं चटाभिरभितो मन्दे कृतिं देवरम् जड्डं जागुडरोचि संविदधतं पट्टम्बरस्य वृन्दारण्यनिवासिनं हृदि लसद्दामाभिरामोदरं राधास्कन्दनिवेशितोर्यद्भुजं ध्यायेयं दामोदर तवैवास्मि न जीवामि तया विना इति दिव्यराजे तं नयमामचरणम्
हम लोगों का एक महीने का नियम सेवा कार्तिक व्रत ऊर्ज व्रत ब्रजमंडल 84 क्रोश की परिक्रमा निर्विघ्न रूप में समाप्त हुई। दो दिन से कल और आज श्री विग्रह प्रतिष्ठा के अंतर्गत वास्तु पूजा होम विग्रह प्रतिष्ठा और भी चीजें बड़ी सुंदर रूप से प्रकाशित हुई। विशेषतः नव किशोर नटवर जैसे राधा कृष्ण की सुंदर भव्य किशोर मूर्ति, चैतन्य महाप्रभु नवदीप वाले किशोर मूर्ति और हमारे गुरु जी, ये भी भगवान की कृपा से बड़े ही सुंदर और भव्य रूप में प्रकटित हुए। मैं समझता हूँ कि ब्रजमंडल के अधिकांश वैष्णव लोग वृंदावन से, राधा कुंड से, नंदगांव से, गोविंद कुंड से और सब जगहों से वैष्णव लोग और हमारे पंडे लोग सभी यहाँ पर पधारे और वैष्णव प्रसाद सेवा भी सभी लोगों को उचित तरह से दी गई। अब हम लोग आज ही से आरंभ हो गया है अपने अपने स्थानों में लौटने के लिए। कल से यहाँ से अधिकांश लोग सब चले जाएंगे, यहाँ के ब्रह्मचारी रहेंगे, ठाकुर जी की विधिवत सेवा होगी और जो जो आवश्यकता होगी ये लोग सब देखे से मिलेंगे। आप लोग, मैंने कल भी परसों भी कहा था, जे आप लोग जो कुछ हरि कथा सुना है उन सबको अपनी झोली में ले जाइए और घर जाकर उनका चिंतन मनन करेंगे और उसके अनुसार में भजन करने की चेष्टा करेंगे। तब यहां अनासार्थक होगा। राधा दर्श को लक्ष्य में रखकर उपदेशामृत मनः शिक्षा इत्यादि उपदेशों को धारण करके चलना, इस तरह से जहां रहेंगे परस्पर मिलजुल कर गुरु के अनुगत्य में राधा कृष्ण की सेवा का प्रचार करना, भजन भी करना है प्रचार भी करना है, आचार प्रचार नामे दुई दुई कर। कुछ लोग एकांत में बैठ करके भजन करना चाहते हैं और कुछ लोग प्रचार करते हैं, जो आचार नहीं कर करके केवल प्रचार करते हैं वो कर्मी हैं। प्रचार का कार्य करना पड़ेगा किंतु साथ ही साथ में अपने पालन करके करना। हमारा कोई भी उद्देश्य नहीं है, जैसे हमारी गुरु परंपरा का विचार है, हमारा एक ही उद्देश्य है कि सभी लोग एकांतिक रूप में राधा कृष्ण का महाप्रभु जी का भजन। इसलिए हम सबको बुलाते हैं, प्रेरणा देते हैं और उनसे कराने की चेष्टा करते हैं। घर में लौट करके प्रचार भी करना होगा, आचार भी करना होगा, विशेष करके जिन लोगों को संन्यास दिया गया है, घर में बैठने के लिए नहीं दिया गया, नहीं दिया गया प्रचार करने के लिए, किंतु आचार के साथ में और वैष्णव के समस्त गुणों को लेकर तृणा दपि सुनी चेना तरोरपि सहिष्णुता अमानिना मान देना कीर्तनीय सदा, इन गुणों को लाने की चेष्टा करेंगे। साथ साथ में और भी जो वैष्णवता के लक्षण है, शांति अव्यर्थ कालोत्तम विरक्ति मान्य शून्यता इत्यादि को भी गुणों को हृदय में लाने की चेष्टा करनी चाहिए। इस तरह से रख करके आप लोग भजन करें। हु कैन एक्सप्लेन यू?
Simply preach but do not practice, that they are like karmis. So we have to do both achar pachar, nandirikacha, tumijaga guru, tumijaga tehaja. One has to practice and one has to preach, do both. So wherever we are, wherever we go, we'll have to do bhajan of Sri Radha Krishna and Mahaprabhu. So we've tried very hard to inspire all for these things. So we should leave, and whoever we meet, we should preach to them the teachings that we have heard. Especially when we leave, especially in the army, they should go everywhere equipped with all the qualities of a Vaishnava, especially Chanara Pisunichena, Throda Apisunichena, being more taller than a tree, more humble than a blade of grass, giving all respects to others, never demanding respect for oneself. Decorated with all the qualities of a Vaishnava that we have discussed here in our classes, especially the nine symptoms of a Bhakta, Kshanti, Antekaratvam, Viratta, Mana, Sumita, being very forgiving, not wasting a second. All these qualities, taking all these things in our heart when we leave here, we should practice and preach when we go back to our own places.
Very good. Let's do this quick one for 10 minutes. Oh, chill it out. Oh, soon. আমি চাচ্ছিলাম যে সব আজকে তুমি বিগত প্রতিষ্ঠা হয়েছে ওখানে দিয়ে
ডায়রিয়ার মতো হয়েছে,
ঔষধ নিয়েছে,
ভালো আছে, এখন মোটামুটি কমে গেছে,
তাহলে দুই দিনের মধ্যে ঠিক হয়ে যায়। তো এখানে
সিঙ্গার
করি সব বুড়ি চার্জ দিতে হতো, থাকবে না?
হ্যাঁ থাকবো,
কোনো অসুবিধা নেই।
So many of these instructions are telling us about our goal. And also, so many of these instructions are telling us about the process by which we can achieve that goal. But the important thing to understand, as Gurudev stresses everywhere that he travels, is that we must first of all try to enter into what is actually bhakti. Because without entering into the path of bhakti, then it is not possible to execute any of these instructions purely. So therefore, Srila Gurudev is always introducing us to the definition shloka of bhakti given by Srila Rupa Goswami, anya vilashita shunya. Yāda karmādi yanāvṛtam anukūryena kṛṣṇāna śīlanam bhaktiya uttama. Śrīla Gurudeva has given us very clear literatures which explain this process of bhakti. Śrī Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu, Śrī Bhakti Tattva Viveka, and in so many of his books, practically every one of his books, what is pure bhakti is being explained. So in order to enter into bhakti, we are also told that we have to go through a certain entryway. Just like if you want to enter into a house, into a building, then you have to go through the doorway in order to enter. So that doorway has been clearly explained by our Rupanuga Acharyas, that doorway is called Sharanagati, the process of surrender. How to become a Sharanagata Bhakta? How to adapt the six limbs, the six angas of Sharanagati within our lives. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written a very nice song that we sing daily, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Doya Kori Svaparshada Sviya Dhamma Saha Avatari. In this song, he's describing the six limbs of Sharanagati, and he's explaining that this Sharanagati is actually the very life of the Bhakta. It is his pran, pakatera pran. And anyone who adapts this process of Sharanagati in his life, then when he performs his bandha, his daily prayers, and he appeals for the mercy of Krishna, then Sri Nandu Kumar, Krishna himself, will hear these prayers. So it is our most essential thing to understand the process of Sharanagati, and to apply it within our life. And those six limbs, anukulyasya sankalpa, pratikulya vivarjana, rakshishyatiti vishvasa, gopritte varanam tata, adanikshepa karpanya, shalaka sharanagati. So, we must understand what is favorable, anukul, to our practice of bhakti. And whatever is not favorable for our practice of bhakti, that has to be given up. And these two principles are so essential, because we find in our daily life that devotees, as they go through their attempt to practice bhakti, they find so many unfavorable circumstances in their life. But we also have to realize that what may appear unfavorable, in the end, it may also be very, very favorable. Therefore, we are told that we must also become very tolerant, like a tree. We must always be expecting the mercy of Krishna in our lives. We cannot change our present circumstances immediately. So we must accept our present circumstances and gradually, gradually adjust them. My teacher Guru, Srila Bhaktivinoda Srinivasa Maharaj, used to speak on this point very often. And he used to quote Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who said that real religion means constant adjustment, constantly adjusting our lives, so that we are gradually, gradually adapting all the things that are favorable and gradually rejecting everything that is unfavorable. So these limbs are given by Srila Rupa Goswami and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the 64 limbs of bhakti, and also all the different types of aparadhas and offenses which should be avoided. And a devotee should adapt this. And a devotee should practice understanding and accepting that Krishna is my only maintainer. Gopta, Gopritve Varagam Tata. Only Krishna maintains me in my life. Rakshishyati Ti Vishvasa. And fully convinced that it is only Krishna who can actually protect me. No one else in this world, not my father, my mother, my husband, my wife, my children, no one can protect me. Only Krishna is my protector. And in this mood of absolute dependence upon Krishna, the devotee should practice deep humility, karmanya. And he should understand, just like Mahaprabhu has taught, trinadavi sunichena, torodavi sarishnana, amanina manatena, kirtaniya sadahari. We are told that we must practice nam bhajan. We must endeavor to fully immerse ourselves in the practice of harinam. And by doing this, by adapting trinadavi sunichena, only it will be possible. So all these instructions given to us, they are very sometimes formidable instructions. How is it possible that I can apply this in my life? But the life of the bhakta, the life of the disciple, is to constantly be endeavoring. Utsaha nishchaya dharinat. We must always be endeavoring with enthusiasm, never giving up. Like Srila Prabhupada is traveling throughout the world, and again and again and again he is telling the devotees, don't become weak. Don't become weak. Like a mantra he is telling, and inviting the potency within the devotees' hearts to actually follow the process. So Gurudev is stressing that we must not simply only concentrate on benefiting our own self and doing harinam bhajan in our own life, but a very essential part of our application of the process of bhakti is that we have to share, we have to try to preach this message, we have to perform prachar, and that is the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very many times, our Srila Prabhupada used to quote the shloka, Jaitako Tarekoho Krishna Upadesh, Amar Akyai Guru Vaya Tara Edesh. That anyone that you come into contact with in your life, he is a jiva soul like you, wandering through millions and millions of species of life, completely ignorant about the aim of life. We have to understand what is our duty now that we have achieved this, we have received the mercy of Mahaprabhu in the form of receiving the mercy of Sri Gurudev. So now we have a responsibility that whenever we have the opportunity to impart these instructions to someone, we must try to do that. And if we try to do this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, then you will achieve my sangha, Hari Mora Sangha. Again, you will associate with me, and you will be protected from Vishaya Taranga, the waves of material sense enjoyment of this world. So how to stay strong? How to not become weak? We have to follow the order of Guru, and the order of Guru and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that we should preach this message of Krishna consciousness, we should try to help every jiva soul that we come in contact with, and we should make our life a display and an example of proper sadhana bhajan and proper preaching. So in brief, these are a few instructions that Srila Gurudev is stressing to us now that we are leaving to return to our countries.
That in this path, there is no loss or
stored for you in your Bhakti bank account. Now, of course, Sri's Aparad can cause some withdrawal from your bank account, so we should be careful. But ordinary weakness will not cause those things that you have done in Bhakti to go away. They will be maintained and retained for you. So whatever level we can achieve in this life, then we will get the opportunity to begin from that point in our next life. As it says in Bhagavad Gita, automatically, by virtue of the practices of his previous life, the yogi becomes attracted to Krishna consciousness in the next life and continues making further progress until he attains perfection. But it's a razor's edge. Because, as Gurudev was saying, for Krishna Mars in 7 days, we don't know where 7 minutes, 7 seconds. So we don't want to lose any opportunity or waste of time. One of the symptoms of Bhakti hurt, Avyarta Bhatman, he doesn't waste a single second in any frivolous activity, but he's always trying to further his Krishna consciousness by remembering shlokas, chanting, or more japa, preaching to the conditioned souls, trying to help bring them to the feet of Sadhguru, to help them get some security to come to Sadhguru also. Because if we realize what benefit we have received, we'll be so overjoyed. I remember in 1973 or 4 when Sharmani Devi and others worked on this Chaitanya Charitamrita marathon. She spoke about this marathon of giving all these paintings was like that. That was the popular word that all 17 volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita published in 2 months on paintings and printing and everything. And we had never had Chaitanya Charitamrita. We had summer study in TLC, but now, almost like every few days, a new volume was arriving. We were on our buses and we hit these books and they were full of new stories we'd never heard before. We sure had classes from these stories and pictures and new games were coming out. And so many wonderful things. But what really spurred it on, what really drove it, was the very first thing that Prabhupada gave us was the chapter about how the Pancha Tattva plundered the storehouse of love of God and he just distributed it without any consideration. Anyone and everyone, they were plundering the storehouse. And we read Chaitanya and we thought that the amazing thing about this storehouse, about this treasure chest of love of God was is the more that you took from it and the more you distributed it, when you look back in that treasure chest, there was more even for you to take and distribute. So it increased as you distributed it. So we have this faith that if we would distribute the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the form of these books given by our spiritual master, that our love of God would also increase as we distributed them. And I have to admit, it worked. For so many devotees, they got to a level, but as we've heard many times, as we personally experienced, after Srila Prabhupada disappeared, other considerations entered in, we stopped preaching with that same innocence and enthusiasm, the material desires began to creep in. We heard him on the sixth show, Raghunath Das Goswami warns, oh, you may get over lust, you may get over this greed. But what is the killer of the Vaishnava Pratishtha? Then you have to avoid these highway robbers on the road of life that are putting a noose around your neck and dragging you down, robbing you of the valuable, precious gift you have, this human form of life. So these days came. So then, now Gurudev came and he said, come to help you. And give you back, and get you back to where you once were. So, I see this happening everywhere. And I hope and I pray that all Vaishnavas will be merciful to me also, that I may take these instructions on my head and follow the example. Where they said, be now, don't be like Krishna Dunda, very
যা কিছু কি শুনলে কি দেখলে কি করা উচিত।
ये सब छोड़ो तो कहीं नहीं जाऊं, ये सब छोड़ो तो आराम। जब तक भी चार Krishna Chaitanya আপনি উদ্দেশ্য করে পৌঁছে ভগবান প্রাপ্তি কে লিয়ে এক ही উপায় है বৈষ্ণব সেবা শ্রী রাম जैसे उठते हैं हम लोग শ্রী রাম মহারাজ কে উঠার জন্য সে অপনে গুরু মহারাজ কে চরিত্র মে নে শ্রবণ কিয়া যে কাছে গুরু মহারাজ বৈষ্ণব সেবা আদি করতে শ্রী রাম মহারাজ এর সঙ্গে ভি কাতে মে ঝুম তো কাছে রে বৈষ্ণব সেবা মে অর্পিত কিয়া নাম কম হোক কোই বাত নি হে কিন্তু বৈষ্ণব সেবা হই চাই তেজিত কবর কর্ম আরম্ভ কা তেজিত জ্ঞান আরম্ভ কা বৈষ্ণব अर्थात सेवा वैष्णव के आदेश पालन ही जीवन के एकमात्र उद्देश्य है। इस जगत में वैष्णव सेवा और उसी जगत में भी केवल मात्र विचार इस कथा अच्छा हम लोग श्रीलोक महाराज जी के मुखारविंद से कई दिन पूर्व श्रवण किया था। तो इसलिए कहना इसी प्रकार है वैष्णव सेवा ही जीवन के एकमात्र उद्देश्य है। कौन राधा है, कौन कृष्ण है, चैतन्य महाप्रभु क्या है, ये मुझे पता नहीं है। मुझे तो यही एकमात्र अनुभव है जी कैसे वैष्णव की सेवा करूं, वैष्णव कैसे मेरे पर प्रसन्न रहे। वैष्णव सेवा ही जीवन के उद्देश्य बड़े ही में जाता है। और इसी प्रकार महाप्रभु जब प्रश्न लगा तो महाप्रभु वे भक्त लोग प्रश्न करने लगे कौन वैष्णव चिन्हू कैमरे कौन वैष्णव और कैसे पता लगे ये वैष्णव कौन से कैटेगरी के वैष्णव। तो श्रीमान महाप्रभु तीन साल में तीन प्रकार वैष्णव के बारे में बताया, कनिष्ठ मध्यम और उत्तम। कनिष्ठ वैष्णव जाकी सारी मध्यम की कनिष्ठ के उत्तम की कनिष्ठ वैष्णव है जहां मुकेश प्री एक कृष्ण नाम जिसके मुख में एक बार कृष्ण नाम उच्चारण हो जाता है वही वैष्णव और कनिष्ठ वैष्णव जाना। ये सब उत्तम कनिष्ठ वैष्णव के साधारण कनिष्ठ नहीं है, ये सब उत्तम कनिष्ठ वैष्णव। एक कृष्ण नाम जिसको शुद्ध नाम जिसको उच्चारण होता है वो मध्यम उत्तम अधिकारी है, इसमें कहते हैं वही वैष्णव है। और जो निरंतर कृष्ण नाम करते हैं अपति नाम जो करते हैं अर्थात अपराध से उन्न होकर के जो नाम करते हैं निरंतर और वो है मध्यम अधिकारी वैष्णव। और उत्तम अधिकारी वैष्णव कौन है, जहां रहते के लिए आए से कृष्ण नाम कहां के जन्म तुम्हें वैष्णव प्रधान। श्रीमान महाप्रभु उत्तम वैष्णव के बारे में यह बताया जिसको दर्शन करके साथ ही साथ अपने हृदय उल्लास हो जाते हैं और साक्षात पूर्णा अपने आप जीवन में नित्य करते हैं और वो जानो वो उत्तम वैष्णव। ऐसे तीन प्रकार के वैष्णव के सेवा शास्त्र ने बताया, वैष्णव सेवा ही जीवन के उद्देश्य है। यही मैं कहना चाहता हूँ जिस जीवन जन्म जन्मांतर में मेरा हृदय में यही भावना जगे वैष्णव सेवा मैं जाता हूँ। कौन राधा है, कौन कृष्ण है, बहुत कथा तो श्रवण किया श्री महाराज जी, अनेक कथा भी श्रवण किया किंतु मैं यही अनुभव करता हूँ जी गुरु वैष्णव के सेवा करके इस जीवन के
He told about association of Vaishnava. Always be in the association of Rasik Tattvagya or Svabhavi Svajati Asaya Snigdha Vaishnava. To be in association is not important, to follow them is important. So we should try to follow them. How they are chanting name, how they are, their life is there, always to follow. Only living with them will not. We should try to follow. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. सर्वशास्त्र का लौ मात्र साधु संग सर्व सिद्धि है. सो ट्राई टू एसोसिएट विथ हाई क्लास ऑफ वैष्णव स्वजाति आशय स्निग्ध. दिस इज द की ऑफ ऑल साधन एंड भजन. ट्राई टू सर्व देव. दिस इज द एसेंस ऑफ इट. बोल बोल अल्लाह जल्दी कर 2 मिनट. বলবে তুমি বলবে কিছু বলো
लंदन फ्रांस अमेरिका के बाद दूर से यात्रा करके यहाँ आने के बाद
क्या जरूरत है? यही है एक शुद्ध वैष्णव के अंतर करें उनको महाराज श्री कृष्ण कर रहा है। इसलिए महाराज जिस दिन आ गए मानव शरीर प्राण ही आ गया था, अगर महाराज चले गए मानव शरीर से प्राण ही चला गया था। इसलिए जो नाम संकीर्तन जब तक हम किसी शुद्ध वैष्णव का अंतर करते नहीं जाते हमारा नाम भी नहीं होता है। मैं वृंदावन में रहता हूँ, महाराज जब विदेश चले जाते थे महाराज ज्योति में जब आते हैं हृदय इतना सूख जाता है, ऐसे विरस हो जाता है मानव प्राणी नहीं है। हम कहते कब महाराज आएंगे, कब महाराज आएंगे, कब उनको बुखार मिलने से, कब कोई सी कथा सुनने को मिलेगा। जो महाराज की एक दिन हम कथा श्रवण करते हैं मानव हृदय से प्राण आ गया, हृदय का हृदय बल आ जाता है, भक्ति के अंतर आदर करने के शरीर में ये शक्ति आ जाती है भजन करने के लिए। जब महाराज चले तो अपना प्राण ही चला दिया शरीर से। इसलिए हम कुछ भक्त विचार कर रहे थे हम भविष्य के लिए, जिस अगर महाराज नहीं रहे तो हम कैसे भजन करेंगे, हम क्या करेंगे, नहीं करेंगे, अगर उदास हो जाते हैं। इसलिए तो भागवत श्रवण लेंगे जो मतलब पास है श्री मूर्ति के श्रद्धा सेवा नाम संकीर्तन सब कुछ ये वैष्णव संघ होनी चाहिए। इसलिए सारे का जो मूल तात्पर्य है मूल में वैष्णव संघ है। इसलिए मेरे को केवल यही अंतिम प्रार्थना हुई जब तक भाई वैष्णव का संघ नहीं हो, शुद्ध भक्ति करने वाले में वैष्णव नहीं हो, हम जो थोड़ी बहुत कर रहे हैं वो हमारा होता है। इसलिए हम लोग का परम सौभाग्य है अभी श्री महाराज जी का मथुरा ठाकुर जी ने बताया कौर आवार सर्व स्थाने कर ला भ्रमण रहे से सर्व स्थान जलवाही प्रणयी भक्त। यही सारे शास्त्र का निचोड़ है। श्री महाराज को प्रार्थना करते हैं हर जन्म जन्म देश से वैष्णव का संग दे
बोला संक्षेप में दो दो शब्द में इन लोगों को कह दो जो क्या बोला है वही जो बोला
है।
All this mentioned about five things, but sadhu sangha common to all.
मथुरावासी साधु संग भागवत कथा साधु संग श्रीमूर्ति श्रद्धा से साधु संग कमन टू ऑल जैसे साधु संग एवरीथिंग इज जीरो साधु संग दानी में हीरो सो एवरीथिंग हैज नथिंग अंडर गाइडेंस साधु संग उधर साधु संग नथिंग सो नाउ यू हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड वी हैव ऑल्सो दैट वी आर डूइंग आई एम किसिंग सो नाइस हरि कथा नॉट दैट ऑल गुरुदेव इज डूइंग परिक्रमा इफ वी अंडर गाइडेंस ऑफ हिम then our parikrama will be successful, harikatha will be successful, and life will be successful. And what our Gurudev wants to give us, then we attend one day. If we think and are puffed up, no, I am so qualified, why attend there and here and there, then it will not talk us. So, have to be always under guidance of Gurudev, and all guidance of Vaishnavas, then our life is successful, and then our aim and object, what we want to give, Asavasya Dasya Subhanu Jaya, then must it come one day and inspire our heart. Hare Krishna. Bhakti Arjuna Guru 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 Guru
Buddha Prabhu, two words.
Lost her.
Her bag with his notebook and and I want to, on your behalf, invite everyone to come to another room.
Yes.
It's clear that if we look at our lives and we look at history, we see that success in spiritual life is based on association with a all perfection in life, in spiritual life, in any other form of life, is had by associating with pure devotee, by hearing from him, by associating with him, and by observing him. And most importantly, by receiving his mercy, his causeless mercy, in the form of foot dust, Mahavishara, Mahajal, but especially Mahavita. All of you have a great deal of advantage over me, because you have all of that for the entire Judge Mandal Kartik Parikram. I've only had the last few remnants of crumbs. I'm very grateful for that, and I hope that you'll bless me so that I can continue to serve the Gurudev. And I wish that all the same to you, that we can, lifetime after lifetime, engage in service and gradually perfect our Christian consciousness. Thank you very much. Austerity.
those of you who have been in the morning address in Hawaii, in the beginning of February, we will observe Sri Gurudev Yasa Puja. And there is a wonderful festival planned from the 4th of February till the 12th. We all invite you to follow Sri Gurudev and be there for hearing his Harikatha. Then, I want to thank all of you for being so cooperative and helping always to make this Harikatha a great success. Some things have been lost and found, still they are in our room. This was coming today, anyone who lost the hearing. And also, if you have found a plastic bag, black bag, with song books, a headphone, and cartels, then please return that it belongs to Srimati Shamanandi. Tomorrow morning, buses will leave from here at 6 o'clock, pending the weather. There may be some fog every morning nowadays. Fog is coming, so it may be a little later, but be ready to leave.